NFR Extra, we're going to take you behind the scenes in a way you've never heard before. Every 2 weeks, you're going to hear personal conversations with the icons and personalities that make up the world's richest and most prestigious rodeo. NFR Extra. All dirt, all rodeo, all year.
NFR Extra, episode 19. I am your host, Nevada Caldwell.
And I'm Wrangler National Finals Barrelman, rocking Robbie Hodges.
Well, man, Robbie, this was cool because this episode gave some different angles on the sport of rodeo that probably weren't getting a lot of exposure 20 years ago, let alone 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, we thought we lost that a long time ago, and Aaron and Luke are actually bringing it back. Aaron Ferguson, Luke Kaufman. You know, I'm pretty fond of old Luke Kaufman a little bit. He's actually get to play guitar with him a lot, and we're in a band together, and this was a great interview, and you get to learn a lot about, you know, out at the Tropicana and a lot of the stuff that's going on out there with the bullfights here for the NFR, and it's going to be a great time.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the referencing of Aaron and his upbringing and how that makes sense of how powerful what's going on with BFO and kind of the promotional tool that it is. Extreme sports has a lot to do with what's going on with BFO there.
It sure does. You know, and again about Luke, I've sat and watched him read stuff off the wall and make a rap out of it. So he's amazing with what he comes up with. And those guys have really done good. And you know, and they've paved the way for a lot of other bullfights, and they've done a lot of stuff, and it's going to be great. Get your tickets there too. It's going to be good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And our other guest was my old co-host, Mr. Bo Gardner, VP of Corporate Marketing and General Manager of the Junior World Finals.
That's right. Is he going to be able to keep the last name Gardner?
I don't know. He may lose it.
I hear you.
But I'm glad we were able to get him back on the show, and he's a busy dude, and had a great time with him on this show, and, well, enjoy.
This is Brylan Bentley covering the Rodeo News of the Week. PRCA Stat of the Week. Wrangler National Finals Rodeo at the biggest payout, $10,425,000. Catch live interaction shows, including Outside the Barrel with Flint Rasmussen and Keeping It Country host Andy Griggs.
Looking forward to seeing who those guys are going to bring up on the stage, right?
We should know soon. There's also the Junior World Finals in the Wrangler Rodeo Arena upstairs. Autograph sessions at NFR Central Monday the 9th with our NFR team ropers and Tuesday the 10th with the steer wrestlers. The National Finals Steer Roping will be at the Kansas Star Arena in Mulvane November 22nd to the 23rd with the top 15 steer ropers vying for world championship in a share of $425,000.
That event always seems to impact the all around.
It does. It's like a sneak attack. You know, there's a guy in the all-around right now. We're going to have to talk about him next week because he might sneak in there.
I agree.
Dale Brisby will be appearing nightly from 5:30 to 6:30 at the Pro Rodeo Zone just outside the Thomas & Mack Center before each round, and additionally an hour after each performance. Admission is free. Congrats to our top 15 Saddle Bronc riders, Zeke Thurston, Rusty Wright, Ryder Wright, Jacob Scrawley, Sterling Crawley, Chase Brook, Rody Kress, Mitch Pollock, J.J. Elsher, Jesse Wright, Jake Watson, Dawson Hay, Colt Gordon, and Bradley Harder. In Las Vegas, December can only mean one thing, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Vegas awaits.
Howdy, I'm Bob Tallman, and this is NFR Extra.
The top 35 Las Vegas most memorable National Finals Rodeo moments. Roy Cooper beat the best in the world and Father Time in his record-setting tie-down roping career.
Stop good. Look out now. This is his style. Yes, sir.
Cooper won a record-tying fourth NFR tie-down roping average championship in 1995 and one of the Super Loopers' 19 NFR appearances in his signature event. One of only six Cowboys ever to win a world championship in his rookie season, and the winner of a rare rodeo triple crown in 1983. Roy won that fourth NFR average title in Vegas at the ripe old age of 40. Cooper was the first rodeo cowboy ever to win $2 million in his career and owns a grand total of 8 gold buckles, including the coveted world champion all-around cowboy crown. But his greatest legacy may be his sons. All three, Clint, Cliff, and Tuff, have qualified to compete at Thomas & Mack, and Tuff is a 4-time world champion. Roy Cooper was inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in the inaugural class of 1979.
Well, Robbie, this is a bit of a different interview here, because the individual we're getting ready to bring on here, I hung out with quite a while on this podcast, and now we get to talk to him about the other things he does besides, you know, helping out hosting this podcast.
I know, and he's our boss. Do we have to behave?
A little bit, kind of. Okay. Right. So, maybe. Depends on him.
Yeah, exactly. You're setting the tone here.
Yes, he is. Welcome, Bo Gartner.
All right.
VP of Corporate Marketing and General Manager of Junior World Finals. Welcome, Bo.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Very good.
Okay, we don't have to behave now.
It's nice, nice to be back in this room again.
You bet. Sorry that I'm the host now, I guess, or am I? I don't know.
Has he passed his 90 days yet?
I think he's got like 10 more to go.
He does. Good.
The
good.
Clock is ticking, though. So. We missed you.
No, I'm always here.
Yeah, you know what? Bo and I had a lot of fun. I mean, you got to think about it. We started this thing and not sure how this thing was going to go, and here we are. I mean, this is episode 19.
Wow. I'm hitchhiking off of you guys. I tell you what, it's great. Look at, you know, the numbers and stuff. It's so great to get to come in here and work with you this time.
So I get to work with you.
Well, yeah, I think we all work with each other as we keep going forward here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of that, there's something you take care of that's a pretty big duty there, Mr. Gardner. Cowboy Christmas.
Cowboy Christmas, the official gift show of the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo.
Are you able to give us like that 2-minute elevator pitch on Cowboy Christmas?
Yeah, I can do that.
What is Cowboy Christmas?
Dude, I'm telling you, Cowboy Christmas is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. each of the 10 days of the Wrangler NFR, starting on December 4th through the 5th through the 14th.
Yep, close.
At the Las Vegas Convention Center, which has been our home for many years.
South Halls,
that's right. Not making a move from there for another couple years, but we'll just tease that one a little bit.
There's a lot of people that come every day.
I tell you what, we average probably between 20 and 25,000 people there each day.
Yikes.
Yeah. Holy
That's God. A lot of people. That's the Thomas Mack Center capacity,
is.
Right?
Yeah, walking around.
A little bit more.
A little bit more. Feet.
Yeah. 17,000 at the Thomas and Mack, and there's a lot more fans that...
A lot of movement.
Yes. Yes.
Got a question.
Yes, sir.
What's new? What's going on there? Because there's obviously a lot of things going on.
I tell you what, our marketing department this year, thanks, Envy, has changed our logo this year. So we decided to make the whole hall a complete new experience.
Nice.
New colors, new branding, just some really good things. When you walk in, you're going to be able to tell that there have been some changes. So,
what's going on at the Wrangler Rodeo Arena?
Oh, my. So the Junior World Finals, in its inaugural year as the Junior World Finals, prior the Junior NFR, no major changes other than a brand new arena, more seating capacity, a whole new layout. Our announcers are now going to be up high looking down low. We have new LED boards. We have a brand new event. Kelly Kaminsky's bringing in pole bending.
Nice.
Which starts at 8:30, the last 5 days of the Junior World Finals. So even though the hall doesn't open till 9, we are allowing those fans, those families, those contestants in at an earlier time.
Nice. Right. So when you say you're doing all this stuff, you got to understand this is a pretty good size building, obviously. Most of us have been here, and if you haven't, that's something you have to see. Mm-hmm. It's an eighth wonder. But tell us a little bit about the logistics of getting in and out of there. How many companies and how many, you know, because you can get anything in the world there, obviously, but tell us a little bit about
that. So the Junior World Finals actually exist upstairs, second level at the South Halls, with our friends from Hunter Outdoor Christmas, brought to you by Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And wow, 60,000 square feet for the Junior World Finals Wrangler Rodeo Arena. Over 900 contestants this year.
Goodness gracious. Whoa.
Big number, and big prize money number. So we're looking over $500,000 in cash prizes this year for the total.
So my favorite part about this is that means Bo and the team get to hand out those big checks.
Big checks.
Yes,
those big ones. Checks. You know we couldn't do it without our producers. They do a fantastic job all year long. Each of them were required to do 12 qualifiers to get these kids there to the convention center this year for the Junior World Finals. So that's a lot of work on their part. They were in over 30 states this year. I still think we have over 4 countries also being represented. So just so happy the direction this is going. And obviously our investment is in our future with these kids. And we hope to these kids someday make it to the Thomas and Mack and just a select few. But I tell you what, that's the reward. That's what they have to look forward to. So
I agree with that. You know, when I'm out on the road every mm-hmm. week somewhere, I see these little kids and they'll be like, I'm going to the Junior Rodeo Finals or, you know, wherever they are. And any state that I'm in, somebody has either got that buckle mm-hmm. or got something to do with it. And they're, you know, that's what's so interesting to me is these kids are so thrilled about this because before high school, they didn't have anything. And the parents have got to be happy because it actually pays money now. Oh, points. Yeah. I've tried to take points to the bank and points don't make Ram make truck deposits. Payments. Right, no, right, so. Right.
No, it's all good, guys. And Robbie, you asked about some of the other things we're doing at the Convention Center for Cowboy Christmas. And we have a new Bites and Brews area. Which is going to
I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, exactly. It's 10 to 12 food vendors being set up in one area, kind of like when you go into a mall and you have the food court. This is our food court.
Oh, that's
for Cowboy
nice.
Christmas.
But a better food cart yeah. than going to the mall.
Absolutely.
That's great. Right.
This one has a bar.
Oh, then. Winner.
We're in.
Folks, if you want to see your host, Rockin' Robbie Hodges, just come pull up a chair next to him, and Bo will be sitting there with me.
And the parents of those 900 contestants.
Yes, there you go. Exactly.
You know, mom can be in the stand rooting for her kid, and dad can go to the bar and actually watch him live on LED screens there. So
no kid.
We have a live feed there for the Junior World Finals, so he's not going to miss a beat.
That is great.
You know what? Something I forgot to add. We were talking about Junior World Finals, right? There is an individual that will be at the NFR this year. His name is Shad Mayfield. Tie down.
Yeah. Right. Tie down. Yes.
Keep building up, though.
So. You bet. What a great story that is, mm-hmm. too. You bet.
You imagine that. You were at the convention center with your parents, and you're hustling. You're trying to do this. You're on the road at the time, the Junior NFR, and now you're on the road to the NFR.
That's yeah. Proud
pretty,
kid.
Pretty
nice
sure that's
kid
what everybody's
nice.
Shooting for.
You so. Bet. Now look at
me. Well deserved.
Yeah,
well-deserved, good family. So another one of our features, our boss, Mr. Pat Christensen, one of his creative ideas that we were able to make happen and continue to do is the Rodeo Way. So on the east entrance at South Halls, it is it's like an old Western village. And this year it's going to feature Pendleton Roundup, the Indian National Finals Rodeo, which actually took place at South Point last
yes,
weekend,
yes,
right?
Indeed. There was mm-hmm. a lot of our friends in town.
Travel bet. Oregon, Days of 47, Corpus Christi, Cheyenne Frontier Day, San Antonio Rodeo and Stock Show, and the Calgary Stampede.
Yeah,
so,
that is so neat because that's kind of right where we are located.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I mean, they build a house inside of
oh,
there.
It's gorgeous.
Every one of them have these little
they
cabins.
They do a great job, yeah. And it's located so next to our live stage.
Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
That's something else we got to talk about a little
yeah,
bit.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Well, hey, let's just jump right into that real
all
quick
right.
since we're kind of flowing into that. What? Who do you have on tap on stage? Obviously, we know, you know, Flint's been there, but
right.
what do you got going on there? Because that stage is always rocking.
You know, Flint does a great job with inviting guests that are relevant to each day. So he may bring in the round winner for the bull riding from the night before and have him on stage. And So Flint does a real good job. He touches the music industry, the contestants, the stock contractors, you know, everybody in the Western lifestyle that's relevant during the NFR. And so he does a fantastic job. Then following Flint, which he's on, I believe, the noon hour. Mm-hmm. And then from 1 to 2, we have Andy Griggs, keeping it country. So
he Andy Griggs.
He has a star lineup this year.
That's so cool.
So we'll throw a few teasers out there with Mark Chestnut and Tracy Lawrence.
All right.
And some big names there. But and he brings his band, Them Boys. So,
you know, here's what I like about that stage and what Andy Griggs does. And in the past, what's happened there, but if you love music and you love country music, I suggest you hit it up because you never know when there's gonna be a special moment with the artists and when they collaborate and they do, it's all kind of just, you know, collaboration on the fly sometimes with these guys. And if you like music, you might catch a moment that you ain't gonna get anywhere else.
You know, Envy, that's so true. Cause several years ago, I was doing the autograph sessions there. You know, they're right beside it. And Luke and I were on that, and Luke Kaufman, and we were back there, and that was before we lost Daryl Singletary.
Yeah.
Yes. And we got to sit back there and just pick for a little bit. Yeah. Gosh, it was so cool. He was a good friend of mine. And you know, there's no telling. And that is the closest you'll ever be to these country artists a lot of times. Yeah. You know, I mean, because they're there. And that's what I love, and what y'all have done with this whole deal with Cowboy Christmas is.
You can say we now, Robbie. You are part of the team. Yeah.
Okay, what we've done with Cap. Sorry. No, I went over there a couple times. I promise you, it's organized, no chaos. People actually can go somewhere. You can find the beer stand. That might have been the only thing I had to do with that whole damn thing. Anyway, all these country artists, it's so funny how they flock here during this time of year.
Envy, you probably know better than I do, but 50-plus acts this year during the NFR and our hotel properties and other
for
venues.
After dark, for what's going on there. Yeah, it's, I mean, honestly, you go to rodeos and there's a good lineup. You'll see some names if you heard, but for the 10 days in Vegas, I mean, 50-plus artists, and some of these are free.
Yeah.
You know, that it's just, it's about getting here. That's about it.
Absolutely.
And enjoying the moments. And you have everything from George Strait, all the way down to Low Cash. You got guys all over the city that are playing, and we're filling up venues more and more.
Jason Aldean this year.
Thank goodness. The park. His return. That's good.
Big game,
I also believe Shania Twain's coming, right?
What?
Yeah.
You think we
Brooks
get
and Dunn, Reba McEntire?
Maybe we can get her over to the Rock Bar and let her play with Luke and I a couple of days over there while we're doing that. Maybe Shania.
We'll text her after this.
We'll put Double B on that.
Thank you. You bet. Yeah, it's so amazing because I'm friends with a lot of people out on the road and I see them, you know, because they're such rodeo fans. Mm-hmm. And it's so neat to see these guys out all year long if they're playing after rodeos and stuff like that, you know, some of the bigger rodeos. And they'll be like, hey, you going to be out at NFR? And they're like, yeah, man, that's always my favorite time of year. It's sort of our vacation time. We still pay the guys in the band, but we get to come out. I bring the wife, bring the kids, and we all come out and we go to the NFR, you know, and Las Vegas events take such good care of us. That's I hear that more than anything, guys. And, you know, as you're out on the road reporter, they love this time of year. And that's awesome.
So what? Let's back it up. There's another event, and this is with, you know, with our folks, with Decker and those guys at Army F. Talk about the Cowboys for Conservation Calcutta. That's a little something special going
on
there.
So he's always featured that on his Realtree stage upstairs. And this year we decided to bring that down to our live stage.
Nice.
So we're excited to have them as guests on that stage. And I'm sure that it's always been a fan favorite. That first weekend's a little heavier than the rest of the days, but I tell you that it brings a lot of excitement, and I think it comes on right after the RFD TV show.
Correct.
So we're looking right before Flint. So make sure you get there early this year, folks, because we only have like 800 seats there, and it gets pretty full. But again, all of this is free.
Yep.
To get into Cowboy Christmas, anything on that live stage. But we do charge to see the Junior World Finals, $5 a day. But I tell you what, you'll get your money's worth. That's 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. all day for $5. And you'll see a lot of good talent and a lot of good rodeo.
That's great. Y'all have really built that up so much.
Well, I'll tell you this, Robbie. I mean, Bo's worked his butt off, man. I mean, you got to try things out, and if it fits, it fits. If it not, you got to get rid of it. And I've watched, you know, being here is my time, what he's went through to put on the stage, to put in the regular rodeo arena. And it's trial and error, you know, and you know, struck gold with this junior circuit, obviously.
Absolutely.
900 contestants, right?
Yeah.
But then you look at the stage and look how loaded that thing is. I know we've tried things. Man, we even got Andy Seiler up there interviewing kids and whatever we could try. But sure. You look at it now, it works. And, you know, you're not going to miss anything. But to Bo's point, I just want to add this. Yes, it's free. Boy, that doesn't mean you're not going to spend money when you get there, because there's a lot of things that
you know those exhibitors come back for a reason every year.
Exactly. You can get anything.
Yes,
I was hooked on the. This is probably a commercial, but I was hooked on the lady that put my cell phone and my hand under the soft pad thing, the impact gel, and then whacked it with a 2-pound hammer.
And you still have your hand
and my cell phone. It was amazing. Yes. But you walk around there. It's sort of like going to Disney World. You can't do it in one day. You have to come back. I remember we did the bullfights there a few years ago, and we were talking about that the other day. I could feel where those bulls were because that second floor.
It moves.
It shakes when them bulls come by. And about the third or fourth one, I knew when I was going to get hit because it'd get closer and closer. You could feel it shaking like a bridge. And on the second floor, we're having a full-fledged rodeo here.
We are. You know. And, you know, we made the comment about the $5 a day, but Double B wanted me to remind everybody that 120% of that money goes back to those contestants. So,
good.
In order for us to build that purse to where it is, and the prizes and the producers and everything that they put into it, that's little compared to what these kids deserve.
It's okay.
But isn't that smart to reinvest into your product, right?
Yeah.
That's probably the beautiful thing that we got going on there, along with the contestants.
Well, that's a testimony to the Wrangler National Finals. It's been reinvested in. I mean, it's not where one rodeo in one town brings, okay, this is where our money's made, but this rodeo is the nucleus of this entire town for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's what's so important from anywhere, and that's why, you know, Las Vegas events – until recently, I didn't realize how important that is, but everybody's involved with the rodeo, you know. And even the year that I did it, I thought, well, you know, I'll stay at South Point. I'll run back over here. Every hotel, everything is for that 2 weeks is about that rodeo and from the junior finals and everywhere.
So you brought up the hotel properties.
Right.
So
was I supposed to?
Yeah, you did a great job. Nice lead in there, Robbie. He's learning, Envy. Yeah. You're doing great, man.
I got a pretty good teacher. A couple of them here. I know the hand signals. Oh, my gosh.
Those all come from Brylin, not me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah. I know.
Time out.
The stink eye.
So we can't do any of this to the level that we do it without our hotel partners. And this year we have, I believe, 24 hotel partners the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. And each of them have their own little niche. They sponsor different events, host several events, and each of them try to make something special. And they do a fantastic job from viewing parties to just anything. And there's other gift shows.
Yep.
There's other events at Orleans. They have the All-In Barrel Race. South Point has the World Series of Team Roping. And the Tropicana has the Bullfighters Only. And, I mean, there's a list.
Yeah.
That you could just go on forever, and each one of them do a fantastic job. Just like you said, Robbie, the nucleus is what takes place at the Thomas and Mack. But what really makes this special for anybody that comes to Vegas during the Wrangler Cowboy Town, right?
I believe that's what it's called.
Cowboy Town.
Cowboy Town.
Well, you can only put 17,651 people in the Thomas and Mack.
Right.
And, you know, there's got to be something for the other 250,000, half a million, however many. It's ridiculous.
So, Robbie, there's many magical moments in Vegas, right?
Yes.
But one of the things that we do really well here is these let's just call it satellite parties, right? It's not just rodeo. We do this for UFC. We do it for boxing. It's been going on for quite a while.
Really?
You know, Bo being in the beverage role back in the day, I'm sure he serviced this a lot, you know, and this is Super Bowl parties, you know, we've always been doing these kind of things. And so when you come to these rodeos now and you go to one of these satellite parties, you're going to have a good time. I promise.
Yeah.
It's like March Madness. They cater to you, drink specials, everything that you could possibly imagine while you're watching the rodeo on a.
And what they get to see is live. Andy.
Yes,
live.
It's a live feed.
Just, I mean, you hear the announcers. It's a 2-hour ordeal, and yep. You truly, they make it a great experience.
Yeah, so wherever you're at, I think in the 2 weeks of December here for the rodeo, whether you're at Thomas Mack Center, take your pick of the hotels.
Yeah, start storing up your sleeping now.
Yeah.
Wherever you are in the country, because when you get here.
I couldn't even imagine. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Not you, Double B. You don't get sleepy.
Yeah, I always try to imagine coming here and thinking about what it would be like coming here. You know, we've been to rodeos, and I have a really good time, and I went with Bo, and I got to make sure that I wash myself, having a really good time.
It is. Well, it all starts, Wednesday night at the Hoedown Party downtown. Yes. And
oh, yeah, that is so much fun. We went down there a couple years ago. And
fantastic.
Yeah, Neil McCoy was playing.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's right.
There
He's a big rodeo fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
well, I got to tell you, this couldn't have went any better.
Well, I sure am glad.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with the two hosts of NFR Extra talking about Cowboy Christmas and NFR and everything under the sun here in Vegas.
Well, I'm sure glad to be part of this deal. I tell you what, this has really been something, and not, we're all friends, and that's the cool part. Bo and I have been friends. I always, when I was doing the autographs, I'd sneak over in his office. He always made me laugh. So,
and well, you got to come over again.
Don't you worry. Looks like
the office has not moved.
Oh, good.
That's and the
good.
Door is always open.
That's well, I good. Think we're going to be busy too during Cowboy Christmas.
Yeah, we're going to be doing our show.
I think we're going to be doing this.
Yes.
At Cowboy Christmas,
live interviews and stuff with it, and. I have to get old Bo in there, take a couple rounds for us.
We got to take it. No, we got to wait till like day 5 or day 6.
Yeah.
Check his temperature. How you feeling, Bo?
When I'm like this, we're going to let Bo do it this week because I've yelled.
Well,
you guys come out. Anywhere you are in America, you've seen us all year rodeoing. This is our time to shine for you and get out here. You're a rodeo fan, obviously, or you would not know who we are. If you want to see the best of the best, without a doubt, come out here, see us. You got. Well, we'll be here 17 days. Mm. Y'all live here, so you don't understand what that means. Most people are tired after 4. Come out 4 or 5 days, enjoy everything. It'll take you that long to see it, folks. It's amazing.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for what you've done.
I learned a lot of things I already know, but I like that.
Yes. That's great.
Oh, working in marketing, right? You kind of have to understand.
Oh, we have
stuff.
To say congratulations, Bo, too.
This is true.
Big deal.
I think there was another reason he left the podcast, because he went and got married.
Yes.
Did you? Well, that's a small thing. Congratulations. That's
our, just my beautiful wife, Miss Shauna.
Yep. Somebody did a thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. God bless her.
Yes. Yeah, wait, is she coming into town? Are we going to get to meet her?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think she's going to compete in the...
All right.
At the Horleans.
All in Barrow?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's good, really. That's nice. Awesome.
Very cool.
We sure looking forward to meet her. We won't tell everything we know about you.
No. Not yet.
Okay, we'll give it
a couple years.
Yeah.
Well,
there's no tenure in marriage, trust me.
Bo, just like everybody we bring on this, we know you're busy. I know you got phone calls to make, emails to send. Meetings to attend.
Concrete to pour.
This is
Remember
true.
Last yes, time we missed right. it because of the concrete episode.
But thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And I want to throw this out. Everything that we talked about can be found at nfrexperience.com.
Yes, for all the information from junior rodeos to Cowboy Christmas, every bit of it. Just go on there and you'll see what we're talking about.
And here's something else I want to throw out. If you're listening here, wherever you listen, iTunes, Spotify, Google, whatever it may be, leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing.
Please. Well, and hit subscribe.
That too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm world champion Jacob Scrawley, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
The top 35 Las Vegas most memorable national finals rodeo moments. As a tiny tyke, Ty Murray set his sights on breaking the 6-strong world all-around titles record held by his hero, Larry Mayhem. It took enduring surgeries on both knees and shoulders to get it done. But Murray achieved his lifelong goal at the 1998 NFR, establishing a new record with his 7th all-around gold buckle.
This is what living right's all about. This is what trying hard is all about. That's what being a cowboy is all about.
It was fitting that Mahan was watching arenaside and was the first to shake Ty Murray's hand. Murray, who was the 1988 overall and bareback riding rookie of the year, won those 7 world all-around crowns in the year spanning 1989 through 1998. That first year in 1989, Murray was just 20 years old, and he became the youngest all-around world champion ever, breaking the mark set by Jim Shoulders 40 years earlier in 1949. Murray racked up 19 total NFR qualifications in rodeo's three rough stock events and won six straight NFR all-around titles from 1989 through 1994 before injuries would break the streak. Ty Murray also won bull riding world titles in 1993 and 1998. Murray's versatility was legendary, and he was inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in 2000.
Welcome, Aaron Ferguson. Started the arena as a bullfighter in front of the Yellow Chutes. And oh, by the way, I think he brought a guest, Mr. Luke Kaufman. Welcome to the show, fellas.
You bet. Thanks for having us, man.
You bet. You just made my day. It's my best friend.
Yeah, I figured bring your right-hand man along, Luke and Robbie. Obviously, go way back. Luke's the BFO production manager, so going into Vegas, our busiest time of year, I figured he'd be a great guy to have on the call to kind of explain what we got going on.
Let's just jump into this real quick. What exactly, and I know, you know, from the rodeo side, and I know from Robbie's side, they know exactly what BFO is, but I think a lot of people that listen do not know what BFO is. What is BFO?
BFO is Bullfighters Only. It's freestyle bullfighting. So people that are familiar with the NFR probably remember the Wrangler bullfights that went from, I believe, 85 till 2000 when they quit having them. And they kind of just went underground between then and 2000. Bo Gardner actually gave us the opportunity to put on a bullfight right there in the Cowboy Christmas. And he came to us looking for, I think, maybe three performances of kind of an exhibition. And he gave us the ability to take it to another level. And we ended up putting on what at that time was the largest standalone in the history of the sport. So that's kind of been the pace we've tried to take things over the last 5 years. And the event that we've done in Vegas has been kind of our premier event. It's our finals, and it's kind of bounced around, but our home of the Tropicana now. We've been there the last 2 years, and we'll be there until at least 2020. So we set up a big tent out there. It's but don't let that deceive you. Production wise, second to nothing, to no show in Las Vegas. We put in all kinds of AV lighting and really cool tech in there to make it just a different show, something you wouldn't see at a normal rodeo. So that's basically BFO in a nutshell.
Man, that's the truth. You know, that's one thing. We just had a long conversation with Ben Londo out of at Cal Poly about production and some of the stuff. Second to none, your production is so amazing. It's a rock concert with some bullfights, and it's so much fun. And of course, you know, I've gotten to be a lot of part of that. I love it. I'll never forget. That was one of my favorite memories, was working up there on that second floor, working the barrel there a few years ago. And what was so cool about with Aaron and Luke and him, yes, we quit in 2000 with the bullfights, but they brought those cool guys back. You know, it was so much fun sitting back there. They honored the older, you know, the generation of bullfighters, the skippers. We had Wick Peth there. And if you're a rodeo fan and bullfighter fan, you know, and it was so amazing.
Yeah, that was just a crazy honor to have him there, skipper as well. I mean, we had Hollywood Yates fight in the first one at the convention center, which was just super nostalgic for, I know, myself and a lot of other guys. So,
oh, you bet.
Yeah, I mean, we try to take those guys, you know, anywhere that we possibly can. And obviously, we would have nothing if it wasn't for the Wrangler bullfights, kind of the, you know, the road that they paved.
Well, y'all kind of got to take that back over, and that's what I love about it. And when we you know, when we're out on the road and stuff, and when we get to work, you know, your events and stuff, your guys, they're always, you know, they're sponsor conscious. They do a great job, and you've sold such a great deal with the marketing and everything, you know. And a lot of that comes from your great ability to with your editing and stuff like that. What you do, you know, I mean, the videos are what help you so much, and I know that's one of the bigger parts of your show. I mean, obviously the live is great, but that's what's one of my favorite things. You know, you go back on there and the way you do that, it's really amazing. And it's sort of been the yardstick of what other guys do with their modeling, you know, in other associations, not even bullfighting, you know what I mean? And it's pretty amazing the way you do it.
I appreciate it, man. The content is, I mean, that's what kind of got the whole thing started. It didn't really start out as a event company per se. Our original intention was just to produce content and kind of just create a one-stop shop for the sport where people could, they could find it, they could get into it, they could see videos, buy gear, actual bullfighting gear. We developed, we still have our own line of protective gear that we sell. And that's kind of, it was built by bullfighters for bullfighters. And that's kind of always been the core of it. But we, you know, we've never really felt privy to tradition. We like to honor it, but, you know, we're progressive. We try to do things differently. I think that the way that we can grow rodeo and the way that we can contribute to that is by doing something different. And that's not always, you know, something that everybody loves, but luckily a huge part of the rodeo fan base is really latched onto it. And kids are growing up doing it now. There's we're seeing kids freestyling in junior rodeos. So it's pretty exciting stuff in the sport, in places we never really expected.
So where, obviously you can put this thing all kinds of places throughout the country. Where are some places that you've taken this event in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten to go to some pretty unique spots. I mean, in Vegas, we performed at the MGM Garden Arena. We performed at Tropicana, obviously, and Hard Rock and the convention alone. And then also we've performed in places like the Barrett Jackson Speedway Series. We do a lot of NASCAR races now. We do a tour with a guy named Pepe Aguilar, who's a big-time Mexican country music singer. So all that stuff's been a really cool, unique way to get our sport out to new audiences.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's what's been such a benefit is from not just being at the rodeo and being the last six guys to go. And, you know, I think that's, you know, a lot of help. And Luke, you've done a good job of that too. It's so much fun to watch you guys. And that NASCAR thing, that's pretty cool because they're sure needing some help, you know, and they're needing, and I think it's bringing a good fan base back, and I'm proud to see it, you know. I'm proud to be part of it. And, you know, I love working the barrel. You have a great barrel man that works for you, Andy North. You know, he's the king. I've got a picture of him on my wall, and it's so much fun to watch that. Well, I've got a picture of you two playing guitar, but that's another story. But you guys have rewritten the book on bullfighting. I mean, yeah, I mean, we did it a long time ago, and then here you are, and you come back, and these, the NASCAR thing, I can't say enough about that, you know, in the production, and that's a lot of moving parts there too.
Yeah, it was kind of a whim, kind of a deal. I have some friends that work in the NASCAR business, in the industry, and sponsorship end of it, and I was really more or less trying to, you know, find some opportunities to find people that would be interested in doing events separate from NASCAR, and they were like, heck, why don't you guys come put one on at the Fan Zone, which is kind of the way that it came about, us performing for Las Vegas events the first year in Vegas at the NFR, the convention center. And last year we set one up in the Fan Zone, Charlotte Motor Speedway, at their new, they redesigned their whole track. They basically made a road course out of Charlotte Motor Speedway and call it the Roval.
You mean they tore up the wagon? Yeah. Do they still have
the
wagon?
They tore it all up, man.
What?
Oh, they tore the grass out and everything.
Gosh.
And and they're,
you know the wagon race. You got to be from North Cackalacka to know the wagon race.
And you got to think, I mean, you think about it. Like, you think that, we think that rodeo and Western sports are doing good, and they are, you know. I mean, we're trending up, you know, and we have been for the past 20 years. But you think about NASCAR, like, those tracks seat 100,000 people, and there's 100,000 people there. You know, they might not all be in the track one time, but, you know, for us to set up at an event like that, and now we do a whole tour with them. We went to Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. We went to, you know, we're going to Fort Worth at Texas Motor Speedway next month in November. You know, been to Kentucky, been to Charlotte, Atlanta. It's cool, man. That's a whole different kind of demographic that I don't think Western Sports period has tapped into. So it's pretty cool to get to show them bullfighting. And then, because I think that opens their eyes to more than just bullfighting. I think it opens them up to Western Sports period.
So you touched on this a little bit ago, but this is no doubt has helped out your guys' area, and it's helping out a lot of people in the business. How is social media, and this is a favorite of mine, I just like where the promotional elements come from social media, but you know, the you guys utilize video in a way to expand the promotion of this. How, where's your, what are the strategies you go into utilizing social media and to expose this and promote it?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately it's just to create unique content with legs. So, I mean, stuff that people want to watch that you don't have to pay for people to consume. There's now with algorithms, the way the algorithms are set up, all they, everything is basically made so you have to pay to get your content in front of people. If it's great content, you don't have to pay for it. So that's what we try to focus on is rather than just posting, you know, a ton of stuff all the time, we try to just make sure that it's quality over quantity all the time for us. So, you know, our presentation is very similar to stuff that you'd see in action sports. So I grew up skateboarding, snowboarding up in Canada. And so rodeo is a part of my youth. My uncle was an NFR steer wrestler named Lee Laskowski. And so I grew up watching him and wanted to be a cowboy, but I was basically a hockey playing skateboarder. So I always kind of saw the parallels between the lifestyles and the sports. And when I got older and started fighting bulls professionally and came down to the States, I started thinking that if freestyle bullfighting would be portrayed more like an action sport, more like skateboarding or something like that, from the video perspective, that it's something that would be totally new to the rodeo scene and something that could not only really appeal to the younger audience within the rural demographic, but also be something that kind of can be a bridge between rodeo and the mainstream. And it's kind of, it's worked out that way. The content is really effective and it spreads like wildfire.
How long until BFO is on the X Games? When are we going to see that over the summer?
I'm not real sure about X Games. We do have some pretty exciting things going in the action sports space that I can't say a lot about now, but I'll be hopefully really excited to announce over the next while. But it's definitely, you know, that's the direction we've always been kind of pulling. And so to see it going that way and starting to shift that direction, I think is huge for not only BFO, but just Western in general, honestly.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit about this cool deal at Tropicana, you know, with the how many nights, what are the folks going to get to see, where are they going to be, and, you know, and kind of the location of it, so when they pull into Tropicana, they're not walking inside thinking there's going to be a bullfight inside there. And, of course, we've had a couple of those, Luke, in that middle little four-year area. We had a couple bullfights.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about where we're set up at the Tropicana, it's pretty hard to miss. We're in a basically 150 by 250 foot climate controlled enclosed tent, like an event tent. And inside that tent, we bring in, you know, about 100 tons of dirt. We bring in seats for about 1500 people. We bring in, you know, concert lighting, concert sound, video screens, and we set up a bullfighting ring all inside this tent. So it's like basically you're walking in this little Coliseum, and it's packed every day. Robbie, you've been there
pretty
much every year that we've done it over there. And this year we've expanded it. We've actually got a bigger tent. Every year we've done it at the Tropicana, we've had to get a bigger tent the next year. So we have a bigger tent even this year, just trying to fill more, you know, give more people an opportunity to see it. And we're every
see
day.
It. You bet. And
yeah,
absolutely. They see it. And I don't know what we're going to do the next time. We got to keep getting a bigger tent. We have an airplane hangar right behind it there. But
and we're every day starting on the 5th, you know, the first day of the NFR. So the NFR starts at like 6:15 every night, so we're at 2 o'clock during the day. So the reason we put that at the time of day, we've been there, this is our 5th year there. We've done it at 9 o'clock in the morning, we've done it 10, we've done it 11, but we found that 2 o'clock is right after lunch, and it's about an hour and a half, it's about an hour and a half show. Gives you an opportunity to watch the bullfight, and then you can run back to your room, change, and get ready and go to the rodeo, or you can go back and do shopping or go eat, go do whatever you want.
Or you can come somewhere and listen to us play somewhere maybe. In this
Well, that's what I was going to say.
That was the next thing.
The cool thing is what we've built at the Tropicana is really an overall experience. I mean, you really don't even have to leave the property.
because we have so much stuff going on. We have basically a tailgate party in our fan zone, which is outside the tent. We've got vendors, food trucks. It's an all-inclusive experience starting at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can basically spend the whole day there, drink beer, watch bullfighting, listen to music. You can go inside. There's a restaurant inside Tropicana called Robert Irvine's. You guys are probably familiar with Robert Irvine. He's on TV, one of the culinary artists of the world. And he actually shows up, yeah. And he came to the bullfight last year and then whipped us up a bunch of awesome food. And inside his restaurant, we air the NFR every night. We have a watch party there. And we give away stuff from our sponsors, Pendleton Whiskey, Wrangler, Hooey. So it's a cool experience right there at the Tropicana, which is, you know, you're right there at the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Tropicana Avenue. There's not a busier intersection in Las Vegas, so it's kind of walking distance from all the major ones. It's pretty awesome. And one thing that we're doing for the first time there at the Tropicana on the last Saturday, so after we crown world champions in the Thomas Mack on Saturday, we're coming back to Tropicana inside our tent, and we're actually having a concert on the dirt. It's the only concert in Vegas that is on the dirt, and it's going to basically be a big old rap party. We're going to have, you know, a bunch of like, obviously, all the BFO guys are going to be there. They're going to be partying because they just got wrapped up with that afternoon. We'll be done crowning our world champion. We're going to have a bunch of NFR contestants hanging out, a bunch of special guests, and we're going to have live music. We're going to have two awesome bands from Texas, and we're going to be making that announcement later this week. But it's going to be huge. It's going to be a big rap concert. Yeah, we're gonna blow Vegas up on the last night.
That is going to be
great. You heard it here.
We did hear it here first, didn't we? That is great. And, you know, you got a pretty good following with these college kids and everything too. I'm sure they'll be looking to see you out a bunch this week, you know. And but you guys, I'm so proud of it. Two of my buddies made a success, and that's so awesome, you know. Because and I enjoy your events; they're great, and it's really been the new way to do the bullfighting.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's not just 30 seconds after the bull riding, you know, just to sell the rodeo anymore. This thing's got legs now.
Well, and
it's because of these two.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything that you guys have done to this point has created a whole new market within the rodeo business that existed, but not in the way that you've done. To Robbie's point, man. I mean, congratulations, and obviously continued success. And I know you guys are busy. You're probably on the road. Where are you guys going next? By the way, what's your next stop? What's the next event?
Our next event's coming up in Waco, Texas. We're having a standalone as a part of the Heart of Texas State Fair. So really excited for that. It's coming down to the wire for all the bullfighters. The race is super tight this year, and so it should be a really great bullfight. It's all the top guys are lined up to be there. And then Kent, Washington, right up by Seattle, we have a really nice building up there that we're super excited to get into. So those are our two next big ones, and then we head to the NASCAR race in Fort Worth, the Texas Motor Speedway, on November the 3rd for kind of our finals for that series as well. So if anyone's in any of those areas, two of those shows are free, so a great opportunity to get out and see it and meet the guys. That's the coolest thing about our sport is the athletes are just so accessible. And not saying the rodeo they're not, but these guys, they really make a point of getting to know the fans and making an impression on the kids. So come out and see us. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks you guys. Coming. What a great opportunity. I'll tell you what, folks, if you've never seen the BFO, it's not just a bullfight. It's production. It's fun. And those people leave there amazed. And that's what's so cool about it. And that's what you've done, Aaron. I mean, and Luke, of course, too, it's just the production side of it. But can't wait to see you guys out here on the highway. And look forward to the BFO there at the old Trop. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
Episode 19. First of all, 20's right around the corner. Unbelievable. We're here at episode 19, closing this one out. What a great one. You know, the special guest that we had on here, they're taking a sport to a whole other level. Of course, my co-host has been a big part of that business. So a lot of fun to listen to you, Robbie, talk to your peers, if you will.
You bet, man. It's so much fun to talk to Luke and Aaron. I mean, I was there when it started, you know, when it went from the convention center, and we had to move out of that because of the size of it. And, you know, it's funny. I remember that floor shaking, and I could tell where those bulls were because we were on the second floor of the convention center. And it was a lot of fun. They had a lot of lot of old bullfighters there, and it was they had a lot of old bullfighters there, and it was such a joy, you know, to get to see all those guys. And now look what we've done. We're in the big parking lot because they have a giant tent now, and that's the only way to hold all these people now. I mean, it's sell out every day, and 10 days of it, and man, BFO is in town. Going to be some great music along with it with Luke Kaufman, and that's going to be a heck of a deal.
Well, and think about this too. Look where they're at now, right? Who's right across the street from them playing? George Strait, the T-Mobile, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they're doing great. I'm so proud of those boys. I'm glad to see them do good. I'm glad to see a real sport come back like bullfighting, you know, because I am a barrel man and I love to go dig them guys out of the fire.
Well, thank you for listening. And wherever you listen to the NFR Extra podcast, whether it be on iTunes, Spotify, Google, make sure to hit that subscribe button.
Gotta make it out to Vegas, where the big boys roam, with the Rovers and the Racers and the Bulls and the Browns, and the ladies in the skin-tight Wranglers and the cowboy hats. And it don't get